Here's the timeline of events. In September of last year, the city tested the water at 10 sites in Bethel City subdivision. In October, the results showed half the sites had levels of lead and/or copper exceeding federal standards. The city contracted Dow Engineering to fix the problem in December. Dow conducted its first water test in late January. It did two more tests in February and March. The city notified the public of the situation in July of this year. That was months later than required under state regulation. Also in July, the city retested the water. The test showed lead and copper levels were meeting federal standards by that time. Chase Nelson with Dow Engineering explained why the lead and copper levels spiked.
With the institutional corridor project coming online last fall, we did have a little bit of a figuring out things phase.
The institutional corridor supplies water to buildings along Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. The project doubled the amount of water flowing through the city subdivision water treatment plant. It took a few months for the city to learn how to treat the water so that it wouldn't draw copper and lead from the pipes.
So the water goes out of the pipes, and then it goes into everybody's households, and it has contact with copper fixtures and lead solder.
Nelson says the lead and copper was coming from these fixtures and solder. There was no copper or lead measured in the water coming from the treatment plant. That meant there was something in the way the water was being treated that was causing the problem.
Everybody talks about pH, and that's one measurement of how aggressive a water is, how acidic or basic it is. But there's other things that we measure called the Langlier and Reisner indices.
Those indices were high. It was a chemical activity causing the water to pool lead and copper ions from the pipes. Dow suggested adding calcium carbonate to the water. By spring, the water had stabilized. Bethel's water system is unique. When the water gets too aggressive, the likelihood of lead and copper leaching into the water goes up. First, the water is constantly circulating to prevent freezing.
It circulates in the mains, it circulates in the service lines that go to the house. All this means that a lot of water is being exposed to fixtures and pipes and all that.
Because those pipes are above ground, that water is circulating fast, about 1 foot per second. And in winter, those pipes are heated, which makes the water more likely to pull those metals from the pipes. The water now meets federal standards for lead and copper, but these metals are still in the water. The numbers are not zero. Cindy Christian with the Department of Environmental Conservation explained what homeowners can do to reduce their lead exposure.
One would be to only use cold water. A higher temperature does allow more minerals to be leached from your pipes or your fixtures. The other thing is to clean out your aerator.
Aerators are the screens at the end of faucets, and debris can get caught there. Another suggestion, flush your pipes. That means running your water for a couple minutes anytime it's sat in the pipes for at least 6 hours. Homeowners can buy water filters certified by the EPA to remove lead and copper, and you can change your faucets.
If you have a faucet in your home, especially your kitchen faucet where most people get their water that was installed or bought before 2014, you might want to consider getting a new faucet.
That's because in 2014, federal regulation reduced the amount of lead that could be in faucets to a quarter of its content. Speaking at the town meeting, Jonathan Bressler with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services addressed health concerns related to lead.
Water is not the only source of exposure. Lead actually is in many things, such as paint, it's in aviation gas, it's in fishing weights, it's in ammunition.
Bethel tests more children for lead than most places in Alaska. In 2018, no children in Bethel tested positive for a high lead level. For the state, that means a blood lead level of 5 micrograms per deciliter. Children with high lead levels over a sustained period of time can develop cognitive and behavioral disorders.
A spike in a lead level that in a child's lead level, like goes up and then comes back down, is not generally very concerning.
But for parents Brian and Joan Daniels, it is concerning. They had their first child last year. When they took him for his one-year wellness checkup, he registered a blood lead level of 3. That's higher than the national average of 2 for children.
So it wasn't above the 5, but it was much greater than what we would expect.
Brian Daniels said he and his wife bought lead test kits and tested every surface of their home. Everything came back negative.
We have done everything in our known toolbox of things to figure out where his lead level came from. And my wife, through her whole pregnancy and breastfeeding, has been drinking the water. My son has been drinking the water. And so the only thing we can think of is it is through the water.
Acting city manager Bill Howell says the city has put in preventative measures. They've stabilized the water. The public works director is now in charge of notifying the public of water test results. New water expansion projects, like the one installed for the institutional corridor and the one planned for Bethel's Avenues, are installed using plastic rather than metal pipes. And the state has placed the city on a more rigorous testing schedule. Instead of testing 10 locations each year, the city will have to test 20 locations and do it every 6 months. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.